Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
Now clap for the Lord Jesus, who has purchased our redemption. Glory to the Son of God. Hallelujah. Yesterday we closed late. I don't blame Apostle. It was me. Apostle, you close on time. Then I'm assigned Jim the Fab, Terim B, Musa, and you have called 9:30. So today, your point, yeah, and I'm a name who did for coffee, name Castle. And then today we close the I'm a God for your point, I'm to make us at last. Upon me, I'm a real. Then I'm mini panace preco. Because it is in your point, I'm a poor. Now you call. You got 1 hour. We'll make use of it. Say amen. This man of God is a very unique man. Very unique. First time in the house. Hallelujah. Personal, can I know when I'm inviting somebody and my lady doesn't know the person? She wants to know. Namini Panot is saying. And when we did Revival 2022 and we had a breed of people, I always had Jimma, you know, Justice Avevo, had all kinds of men of God that you have never seen before. From Jehovah the Mafia, no. Prophet Job, Adrian, and the rest of the guy. My wife was like, wow, no more for me now. So now when I invite anybody, she doesn't ask me anything. So you will be blessed. Yeah. You will be tremendous. Yeah. If you are looking for one prophet of God in this generation, Prophet Steve, who is a young man with the heart of a lion, an old man's brain, the strength of a young man, and carry an ancient oil, this man of God. It's a prophet. It's a prophet. Open your spirit, the Lord will bless you. I was telling him to say, I love this new emerging men of God and women of God that the Lord is lifting. The MFA will go on and say, Omo to Christo. Omo de omo huan chiri Christo. Iriasene, it's not in them. It's not in them. They are so simple, so humble, and they are on fire. For Jesus. Wilfred, the first day I met this man of God, 2017. I think in the beginning of 2017, I preached in the church, ICGC Caris, Sakumono. Immediately I closed, and the man of God came to that service just to meet me. And then he came and said to the host, please, can I speak to the prophet? And then they allowed him, came to the room, said, I really thank God for your life. Senior Misha, Jeremiah, Chinchiri, envelope, Kutu. Dollars. What the man, you know? Said the MP, catch them, you know. Eja Diman is me, Diaman. The MP, James Carroll, say, Papa, J. Mittimame. I'm me, Diaman. Somebody meeting me for the first time. I asked for me, Bizan is an idea, you want to buy him. Yeah, you may be. I'm actually dollars, I'm ready. People who have honor know how to sow the highest seed. Because honor is the highest seed. I tell him, you will go far. You, your wife, your children, your church, you will go far. Lord bless you. So I will not be here again. I'll see you guys tomorrow. I love you, and may the Lord bless you. When righteousness becomes a lifestyle. And now, what is it? Who bet you any soon? Hallelujah. Everybody standing, giving honor to Christ. Let's welcome Prophet Dominic Wuzwanda. Are you screaming?
Why don't you give Jesus a mighty clap offering in this house? Alabaster, just lift your voice, give Jesus. I cannot hear you, I cannot feel you. Lift your voice in this atmosphere. Let the devil know you are proud of your Jesus. Scream, give Jesus a glorious praise in this house. Hallelujah! I want you to turn to three people and tell them something will happen tonight. It's a prophecy. Just tell them something incredible will happen tonight. And then look for a good neighbor. Tell that neighbor, tonight is your visitation. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Give Jesus one more clap offering. He deserves it all. Hallelujah. And whilst you are still standing, I know I'm very conscious of the time. Tomorrow, by God's grace, as Daddy gives me permission, I will tell you more about Daddy. Amen. I'm sure by this time he's still wondering why I had to sow that seed. So tomorrow, God willing, I would tell him the reason why I did. But don't you just love Dr. Kofi Oduro? Come on, guys. Appreciate your father in the Lord. We all love Dr. Oduro. We love you, sir. Let's appreciate Mama Dede as well. Mama, we love you. Thank God for you. Hallelujah. You know, they are not just assets to this church. They are assets to the whole nation. And let me tell you something. Those of us who are not very much part of Alabaster, we still call him a Jah because he's a Jah to all of us. One more time, not as a cliche, but as a revelation, let's honor this great couple, this great man and woman of God. Thank you, sir. Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate all the leaders in this house. I appreciate the person on your left and on your right. And tell them you must be blessed for sitting next to me today. Hallelujah. Please take your seat in the heavenly places. The place is already on fire. Are you ready for tonight? Are you sure? I told God to visit 10 people that will give me the loudest shout in this house. My God, my God. Awesome. Awesome. Let's pray. Spirit of the living God, we stand in the place of grace. Not trusting in the expertise and competence of a man, but we throw ourselves in your embrace, that this tongue of clay will be guided with grace. I am conscious that I will dispense the mysteries of the kingdom to these ones. Touch me, O God, as you touch your people, in the name of Jesus. Jesus is glorified in this house, and we came to have a good time. Thank you, Holy Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Give him one more clap offering in this house. Hallelujah. Such a humbling experience to be standing in this lofty altar, the altar of tears. Something will happen here tonight. Are you ready? My assignment is in the Gospel of Luke and chapter number 10. The Gospel of Luke, chapter number 10. If you are there, shout amen. Okay. Verse number 25 to 37. Quite a lot of verses, but we will still. You love the word of God, don't you? So Luke chapter number 10, verse number 25. I am still a King James preacher, so let's do from King James. From verse 25, and behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tempted him. Somebody say tempted. Saying, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? Somebody shout eternal life. He said unto him, what is written in the law? How readest thou? And he answering said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. And he said unto him, thou hast answered right. This do, and thou shalt live. We jump to verse number 29. But he, willing to justify himself, said unto Jesus, and who is my neighbor? Now this is where my emphasis is, from verse 30. And Jesus answering said, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment, and wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead. Someone shout, half dead. Can't hear you. Shall they say, half dead? Okay. And by chance, there came down a certain priest that way. And when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. And likewise, a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him and passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him, and went to him and bound his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast, and brought him into an inn, and took care of him. And on the morrow, when he departed, he took out 2 pence and gave them to the host, and said unto him, take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee. Verse 36. Which now of these three thinketh thou was the neighbor unto him that fell among the thieves? Verse number 37. Let's do like a mass choir, one to go. And he said, he that showed mercy on him. Then said Jesus unto him, go and do thou likewise. My assignment is not to preach, for I dare not preach in the preacher's house. I just want us to have a discourse tonight. Are you sure you are ready for tonight? The Bible says that Jesus, and you know very well, Jesus has a lot of confrontations in his ministry, and this is one of them. He comes to the marketplace. This was not a discussion or a discourse or a confrontation that took place in the synagogue. It took place in the marketplace at the glare of the public. Bible said a certain lawyer stood up, and then he tempted him. Now the lawyer, very young, agile, and ebullient, looked at Jesus, and then he evades a question and says, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Somebody shout, eternal life. Please talk to me. Shall you say, eternal life? Ladies and gentlemen, can I announce to somebody here that the reason for church is for us to begin to peruse the very rudiment of eternal life. Jesus said it right. He says, what shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world and he loses his own soul? That is why in a house, in alabaster house, eternal life is our pursuit. Eternal life is our preoccupation. Eternal life is our passion. And tonight I declare that as we canvas our spirit on the word of God, eternal life shall be made access to somebody here. Oh Lord, help me to preach. What will you profit, or what will be your profit, if you have the cars, the house, you have everything that life can make up for, and yet you lose your eternal soul? But thank God for the likes of a man that is passionate about eternal life. I pray and I prophesy that before I drop this microphone, eternal life will locate your life. I said eternal life will locate you. You will not miss heaven. You will not miss eternal life. I like God for him to bless you, for you to live longer. But what is 90 years comparing to eternal life? What is 70 years comparing to eternal life? Hear the voice of a prophet. You will not miss eternal life. That which God has designed for you, that which God has fabricated for it to enter your spirit. Give me an amen. You shall have access to it. The man had a good motive, but his approach was wrong. What must I do to inherit eternal life? Jesus, typical of him, is trying his best to explain to this commoner the concepts of eternal life. He says, have you studied the law? He says, yes, I have done that. He said, do you know that in the law it is written, love the Lord thy God with all thy might, thy strength, thy soul, and love your neighbor as yourself. The Bible says, the man said, I have done this. And then Jesus now tells him, and love your neighbor as yourself. And this is where the preacher begins to preach. The Bible said Jesus, in answering this question, interestingly evades a story. And Jesus is a storyteller. He said that a certain man was journeying and was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho. And Bible said on his journey, he fell amongst thieves. And Bible said that they stripped him and wounded him and left him half dead. Ladies and gentlemen, understand, this thing called Christianity is not a joy ride. It's not a cozy ride. Sometimes you can trip. Sometimes you can fall. But hear the voice of this preacher. The Lord said that if you fell, get up. If you were tripping, just stand still. It is not time for you to fall. And in these last days, it is dangerous to throw in the towel. It is dangerous for you to fall up and say, Lord, I am tired. I came to merge my grace with the grace on this altar, that he that the enemy has targeted, that you will fall at the roadside. If I hear an amen, I curse that devil. I said, I curse that devil. I prophesy you will not fall. I prophesy you will not throw in the towel. I prophesy you will not backslide. The people that said, when I watch you, Christ, you will shame them. I came as a prophet to announce to you, the strength of God is coming upon you. Have you not known? Have you not heard? It is written, your everlasting God, he neither faints nor is weary. There is no searching to his understand it. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. I came to announce to you, an unusual strength is coming to you. An unusual ability is coming to you. Oh, in these last days, when men are questioning the authenticity of Christianity, God will use you as a case study to show them that there is still, oh my God, there is still a remnant. I came to announce to you, young man, you will live in purity. Young woman, you will live in purity. In a dispensation where Christianity has become cosmetic, it has become so pastic, it has become so materialistic. May God raise a remnant. May God raise men and women that are after the heart of God. I prophesy, let grace locate you. Let oil come on you. Let fire come on you. In these last days, I prophesy, may God raise young men who are firebrand. May God raise young women who are firebrand. I prophesy, may God raise you up with eternity in view, with eternity in consciousness. I prophesy, if that amen is louder, carry grace. High five somebody and say, you will not go down. Can I talk to you here? The Bible says he fell amongst thieves and then they stripped him. It's dangerous to fall. It's dangerous to fall. It's dangerous to fall. You will not fall. I said you will not fall. You will not fall. Can I prophesy this thing? I don't know what they are hatching in satanic wombs. Maybe they have projected something against your star. They know that you are going to be the next prophet. And so they are masterminding a woman to cause you to fall. Look into my red eye. God will curse them. I said God will curse them. Any gathering of witches in their coven that is projecting against your greatness, give me an amen, they will fall. Give me another amen, they will fall. Clap your hands, shall fall by fire. So that 1 minute, can I still talk to you here? They beat him. I
and left him half dead. Thank God he did not die. They left him half dead. There is somebody listening to me tonight. It's almost as if this is a portrait of your spirituality. You have lost the fire, the fervor, the zeal you had when you gave your life to Christ. There was a time in your life when you saw yourself praying for 10 hours and praying for 8 hours. There was a time holiness was your pursuit, but somewhere, somehow, almost down the years, your Christianity and your spirituality has been watered down. It's like you are half dead, but thank God you are not dead yet. There is hope for a tree. When you cut it at the scent of water, it will spring again. I declare over you, you will spring again. You will come back again. I declare over 7 people, I see unusual grace coming upon you. I see unusual anointing locating your life. You are not dead. The enemy thought he had you. Maybe your back is against the rope. Maybe the enemy is rejoicing. But I came to preach to the enemy. Rejoice not on me. Oh, my enemy. When I fall, I shall rise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be my light. I prophesy. I see you coming back. And guess what? Your comeback will be greater than you started. I said your comeback will be glorier than you started. I came to announce to you, you will come back great. You will come back strong. You will come back anointed. Give me an amen. You will testify. Let this preacher preach for 5 minutes. Can I talk to you here? The Bible said they left him half dead. Half dead. Not completely dead. Half dead. Oh, had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Sometimes your experiences, can I say this to you? Sometimes you think that when you are at your wit's end and you are praying, oh God, where are you? And you don't hear anything. Sometimes the enemy thinks that God has deserted you. But can I announce to you? He says, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. Even in your worst moment, he is still with you. Even at your darkest hour, he is still with you. And ladies and gentlemen, the proof that you bounce back is the proof that he is with you. If he is with you, your case is not gone. Your case has not been concluded yet. I came to prophesy 7 days after this conference, your testimony shall be the greatest. It shall be the loudest. Your testimony shall be the biggest. The one that shouted amen will testify. Give me an amen, you will enter dimension. Somebody said yes. 2 minutes, can I talk to you? Now this is where my preaching takes shape. The Bible said this man was moving from Jerusalem, the place of peace, the place of the presence, and he was going down to Jericho. Can I submit to you? Don't go to Jericho. Don't go to the world. You let the world not to go back to it. It doesn't matter how appealing the world seems to present in itself. It is like a dead carcass. When you lay somebody in state and you put on the best perfume on the person, it's still a dead being. The world has nothing to offer. That is why in these last days, God is raising the likes of us and many of my kind to tell the devil that the anointing, money, favor is not in sex, it's not in promiscuity, it is in holiness, it is in purity, it's in a zeal for God. Can I talk here? Young man, be proud of Jesus. Young woman, at the marketplace, show your Jesus, wear your Jesus, smell your Jesus, talk your Jesus. Very soon, they will follow you to your Jesus. Give me an amen, you will testify. Clap your hands, shout, I love my Jesus. 2 minutes, can I do this thing? Is it okay to do this? Bible says that he was going down from the presence of God. Jerusalem. He was going down. Listen to me. No matter how lofty Satan presents the world, it is still down. The highest of all forms of life is eternal life. You see, in these last days, I've been praying a certain prayer. And I'm telling God, God, we cannot light a candle and put it under a bushel. In these last days, in the aeroplanes, we will preach Jesus. In the trotros, we will preach Jesus. Papa, there is something embarrassing. You know, Christians say they are in trotro, they are in buses. And then they will not even preach. They will pray. And then somebody gets up to preach. Now we will... Now, the devil is a liar. In these last days, we will raise the dead in the we will raise the dead in the marketplace. I do me bunny pammy and semi so I do my free a radio. I do my ya dumb crotching. I do my kikawa pianima and was shrunk kikabianima. I do be a pause. Every yamre a radio dopaya. Every yamre a radi be pitchao. A radi be pitcher was in my palm up here. A radi den was rabbit so a pumper. There were ye dead the born in some ye dear old fear. They left him half dead. Watch this. Bible said a certain priest journeying on the same road. I have a question. Mr. Priest, what are you doing going now? Your place is supposed to be in the presence. Your place is supposed to be in the anointing, Mr. Priest. What are you also doing going now? Do you know that if you go the same way they go, you cannot help them? Can I still submit to you that they preach, prophesy, and sing does not mean they are still there? First Samuel and chapter number 3, verse number 1. The boy Samuel ministered to God before Eli. Verse 7, Bible says Samuel did not know the law. So you can minister to God, prophesy for him, preach about him, sing to him, for him, with him, and yet not know him. But I pray that in these last days, Philippians chapter 3 shall be your prayer point, that I might know him, that I may know him. I pray for you that your desire will be to know him. Away with all this flair, away with all these excesses, away with all these things that do not glorify, away with all this glamour, away with all these material things. Let's go for God. The highest form of self-actualization in the things of God is for you to know him. Paul said, all things I gain, I count them as dung, that I might have the excellency of the knowledge of Christ. In these last days, may God come to you and may God reveal himself to you. May you not sing for him only, but may you have an encounter with him. May you collide with him. Something happens when you collide with God. The Bible said the other day, Paul speaking says, the day ahead of your love and ahead of your faith, I cease not to give thanks. Ephesians chapter 1 from verse 16, making mention of you in my prayer, that God, the Father of our Lord Jesus, will grant unto you the spirit of wisdom and the revelation. If there is something missing, it is a revelation. If you see him, you'll be like him. If you know him, you will love him. And if you know him, you will stay right for him. I prophesy, may God reveal his dimensions to you. May God reveal his realm to you. There is realms in God. There are dimensions in him. Isaiah 6, in the year Queen Uzziah died, Isaiah said, I saw also the Lord. From chapter 1 to chapter 5, he has been prophesying, speaking for God. But on this day, when King Uzziah died, Isaiah said, I was in the spirit. I saw also the Lord. I saw also the Lord. There is something about him you have not seen yet. We call that side his holiness. When you experience his holiness, you will hate sin. When you experience his holiness, you will live right. When you experience his holiness, you will love him. Oh, that this generation will be visited by the holiness of God. I pray and I prophesy, as young as you are, enter dimensions where you are intoxicated with God, where you are collided with God. Clap those and shout yes. Are you sure you are here? Mr. Priest, why are you going down? It is not in your customized suit. It is not in the padded pews. I like excellence, daddy knows. But it is not in the decoration. It is in the pursuit of a heart for God. A heart for God. What shall it profit a man? Can I say something? Everything material has diminishing effect. Several years ago, a car came to town. The car's name is Corolla. Every young man wanted to own one. After some years, if they give you Corolla, maybe I won't Nancy. I didn't hear a diminishing value. But do you know, in God, the more you know him, the more you want to know him. The more you know him, the more you want to fall in love with him. The more you know him, the more you want to express him. Oh Lord, that in these last days, we will no longer call the chastenings, but we will call your name and say, this one is the one that changed the world. Can I announce to somebody here, I am a bit nauseated when I see that preachers and people of our days trying to say things. It is not in the things they say. I want the things of old. The Bible says that Paul was told by God in a vision that this thing you are going for, this trip you are going for, you will die on the high seas. He says, I will still die anyway. I love you too much. I will still go anyway. On the high seas, whilst they were going around Rome, Bible said their ship capsized on the high seas. And Paul, his life was preserved. I want to know the kind of zeal these guys had, that not even death could stop them. Can I preach? Not death could stop them. But look at this generation. A common rain will stop you from church. Let it be. Sorry. That the misrawada mikunu so bedi abemudro enti kwasiada no sister ye abemudro enti question is ewrade man kunu na ye anase wa manu na ye tia. The generation now is so shallow. Flimsy excuses. We pray for 2 minutes and already we are yawning. And we serve God on conditions. I saw the diabu. It may be sorry for 6 months. May not be many be a make jaya call. Sorry if a witcher. And yeah, he answer. It's answered the preachers who are supposed to be merchants of the word, the merchants of God, are preaching about themselves. Yes. Yes. I can't say the same. Yes. 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 But the way not your warper and free suffer no suffer for from a friend just as on Abraham. The devil is a liar. A generation is coming. may see a generation is coming. They are not serving God because of cars. They are not serving God because of houses. They are not serving God because of a wife. They are serving God because they love God. May God raise you up as one of those generations. I like that. Amen. I said, may God raise you up as one of those that will serve God in spirit and in truth. Clap your hands, shout yes.
Sit down. Give me 1 more minute. Let me try and tie this up and we'll pray. Mr. Priest, what are you doing going down? You're going down. Bible said when the priest was also going down, he saw the man pass by the other side. Then a Levite. But Levite, I thought that when God was distributing the inheritance, he didn't give you guys any material inheritance. All he said is that I am your portion. And Mr. Levite, your place is the temple. Your place is to stay in the temple and worship. Your place is to stand or go before the ark of the covenant of God, singing the songs of Zion for the conquests and the victories of Israel. Mr. Priest, why are you still going down? You are singing based on keys, your skills and competence. But have you noticed there is no impartation? We got excited, we didn't get impacted. You can take your wife on a honeymoon, she will get excited, but it is the efficacy of your seed and the efficacy of her seed that comes together to produce that which you are looking for. You got us excited, Mr. Singer, Mrs. Singer, but the question is, we came the same, heard you singing, and we left the same. Question, why are you leaving the presence to Jericho? Who are you going down? Many singers are going down. Many preachers are going down. God should have mercy on all of us, including me. That is even not my preaching. My preaching is, who is this man? The Bible said, and a certain Samaritan. This man was not going down. He was on a journey. That means that he had multiple destinations in view. As he journeyed, the first thing is that he saw the man and came where he was. Question, who is he that when he sees us beaten and downtrodden, ostracized and dejected, does not leave us but come to us where we are? Who is he? Number two, he had compassion on him. Who is he that when he sees our flaws, our mistakes, our inadequacies, our many broken promises, he doesn't judge us. He has compassion on us. I want to know who is this Samaritan. For Samaritans, they are misbreed. They have a blood of Gentiles in them and they have a blood of Jews in them. So who is this man that can identify with the Jews and can identify with the Gentile? Can identify here in this congregation, we are auspicious, all right, but we are misbreed. An Akan is sitting next to an Efe, a guy is sitting next to an Ashanti, so we are misbreed, yet we have come to a common God. Who is he? When he sees us, he comes where we are, has compassion on us. Look at this. Look at this. The Bible says that he came where he was. And then he worked on the wound of this man by pouring in blood, oil, and wine. Who is he that when he sees your brokenness, he sees your frailties, and others are judging you? Judging you because they are skillful at concealing their sins. And skillful at amplifying yours because ODNA APA. But this Samaritan, he sees us and then he comes to us. Papa, can I submit to us now that you see, we cannot help the world if you are waiting for the world to come to us.
Let me do 1 minute detour. Bible said Jesus was preaching before this auspicious crowd of intellectual people, telling them about the kingdom, and suddenly he was rudely interrupted by a woman that was caught in the act of adultery. Takes two to tango, but they left the man and brought the woman. I'm sure the woman didn't even get time to anything. He just brought her. She looks like it because she's done it. Probably smelling of it because she's done it. Then they said, the law is clear and this is the evidence. What do you have to say? Bible said Jesus stooped down and started writing. Now they asked him a question, what sayest thou? He didn't answer, but he decided to dramatize his answer. What sayest thou, Mr. Preacher? He stooped down to write. I don't know what he wrote, but I know why he wrote. He took his holy finger, went down to the dirt where I was made from, and started writing on the crevices of my mistakes. I don't know what he wrote, but I know why he wrote. He wrote to let me know, as I sojourn on this place called earth, I may fall, I may trip, but ever when I fall and I trip, his hands was still right in the fabric of my weaknesses, in the fabric of my frailties. I don't know what he wrote, but I know why he wrote. He called Moses on the mountain, and for 40 days and 40 nights, he was communing with Moses, and with his finger, he was writing the laws. Suddenly, the law that he wrote then started speaking against the lady. Then he stood down and amended his own law. I don't know what he wrote. I know why he wrote that forever he will write grace instead of judgment. Forever he will write mercy instead of condemnation. I don't know what he wrote, but I know why he wrote. He wrote to let me know that what is the gospel? The gospel is God stooping down. God stooping down. And if we must touch the ghetto boys, we must be ready to stoop down. We are too upright, standing in the loftiness of our pomposity, in our self-aggrandized nature. Do you know the politicians I know? And I hear them. Come and come, but me come here. Na Papa will invite me. Papa, me come, me come. Bad, bad. Sister, I'm now come. The form I'm in cancer, Montro. Saying to me, I'm ready. The world will not come to us. We have to be ready to roll our sleeve. Don't you just love Dr. Odro? This man is standing in the rain preaching. This man in the scorching sun, he's preaching. He's preaching in Nima, preaching in Abosoka, and somewhere, someone look at us young men. We are chilling in aces, expecting the world to come to us. That is not the gospel. Who is this Samaritan that comes when you can't? Who is he? Who is he that puts oil, his spirit, wine, his spirit on your wounds? Do you know why you have stopped doing the things you were doing some 10 years ago? It's because the spirit was working in you and working in you and working in you. Now, if the spirit has been working on you for 10 years, 5 years, please be patient with some of us who are still responding to treatment. The one morning, some may suspect, no? But one Sunday, who is he? I close in 1 minute, we'll pray. The Bible says that he picks the man and puts him on his own donkey and takes him into an inn called Alabaster Ministries International. Watch! And then tells the innkeeper, Dr. Kofi Odro, that I am paying for him. I'm paying more than you would ever need to take care of him. Please, take care of him. And this is the assurance. I will come back Who is he that has given us an assurance that he will come back? Remember, this is a discourse for eternal life. So who is he that is a custodian of this eternal? Mind you, Jesus says, and love your neighbor as yourself. And he's explained to us who this neighbor is. So who is this man that puts us on his own donkey and gives us a beautiful church like this? He says, fellowship here, worship me here. Your wounds may not be healed instantly, but eventually it will. Just stay here, don't go anywhere. And I will come back again. Who is this man? Who is this man? Of course, the young man was still wobbling in his mind. What is this man saying? There can't be any human person with all these features, compassion and all that. The young man didn't know that Jesus was revealing himself. This Samaritan is a portrait of the theme for Golgotha 2023. Jesus. 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 Hear this before we pray. Before we pray. You should make a personal decision to walk with him. I am not saying a personal decision to give your life to him. I'm saying a personal decision to walk with him. That every moment of your life, let it be a step into a deeper walk with him. And I'm telling you, very soon, the world will be amazed at what he will do with your life. Jump on your feet. Let's celebrate Jesus. Have you been blessed in this house? Oh, we worship you. I want you to just take just 2 minutes, lift your hands, just worship. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. Just worship him with me. Just worship. Oh, Shada. Yes, Lord. If you know he has shown you mercy, lift your hands. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Just lift your hands. Yes, Lord.
Let it be your prophecy. Turn your
Yeah.
My God.
Prophet of your name,
my God.
Left at the foot of your ability. Mammy, who left to me?
Every hand lifted, just begin to love him. Just begin to love him. Just begin to worship him. As you worship, a very strong grace will settle on you. An unusual love. An unusual desire for God. Akali Balua Sete Akali Adana Mahasa Ayadana Namasa Valua Tabaha and Shaswabi Breki and Shaswabi and Shawaswa. I am a woman ready of chromo. Any form of limitation. I hinder you from accessing dimensions in God. Those limitations are breaking. The expressions of the flesh. Those tendencies are breaking. Those tendencies are breaking. Those tendencies are breaking. I see a baptism of fresh grace. Fresh fire, fresh oil, Shatabaha, Venomosa, Ima Taba. There were done from enough of them, there were two from. But whatever it is you want to do, just do it. Bibi Suofia, Bibi Suofia, I hear the son of a reviver. I hear the son of a reviver, a mighty quake, a mighty awakening in the house of the Lord. Oh, Shada. Kateni miosa. This is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel, that in the last days I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. We are in the last days of the last days. With permission from Daddy, this altar is burning with coals, live coals of fire. You are here at the sound of my voice, and you're saying, prophet, like John Wesley said, Lord, set me on fire that the world will see me ablaze for you. You want to come and pick fire on from this altar. I open this altar for 2 minutes to anyone that will come and kneel and say, prophet, I need fresh fire. Fresh fire. Just come. Fresh fire. Fresh fire. Just come and you fresh fire. That's the only thing I want to do. And then fresh fire. Fresh. I want to say I'm a young man, but I want to live my days for Christ. I'm a young man, but I want to live the rest of my days for Christ. Not for sex, not for lust, not for promiscuity. I want to live my days for Christ. I want to live my days for Christ. The Bible says, with the arm of the flesh will no man prevail. I need raw fire. And as you come to the altar, begin to pray. Until the fire I see on this altar enters your soul. Oh, set us ablaze. Set us ablaze. Set us ablaze. Let the coals of fire on this altar permeate our souls, drawing us deeper and deeper in love with you. Drawing us deeper and deeper and deeper in fellowship with you. Draw us. Draw us. Draw us. David prayed a prayer as the deer pants after the river, so my soul longs. Oh. Put a hook on our souls and draw us always to the bleeding side of Calvary. Draw us. We want to have an experience on Golgotha, where they stretched him wide and hung him high. The sun won't shine. They thrusted his side with a spear. Blood and water gushed out. We want to have an experience. We want to have an experience. We want to have an experience. An experience. An experience. An experience. An experience. I hear God telling me he will raise men and women up in these last days.
right here in this ministry. The Lord is raising men and women that will be movers and shakers. Men that will run with the speed of God. Heralding the fire of salvation across the continents of the world. Suddenly it will be said that the days of the ancient church has been restored back to us. For Allah said, the Spirit of the Lord, He will cause men and women to be drawn into dimensions of His presence and holiness. That man will encounter a type of being that they are not accustomed to. These are firebrands. These are men and women of the presence of God. These are men and women that will carry the convictions of sin and draw men to the bleeding side of Calvary. Right here on this altar, let the rivers flow. Let the glory flow. Let the glory flow.
Isaiah chapter number 42, verse number 8. The Bible said that God does not give his glory to another. I want to thank God for the grace and the glory that he has placed on you. Because when he led captivity captive, rose and ascended on high, he gave gifts unto man. The manifold grace of God that is flowing now is just unbelievable. I thank God for your life. We in this house will love you. Thank you. I just wanted to pray for the lady, but I have made a promise on the altar that I'm not going to be speaking. So, but when you are too bored, what's this day? Say, ya mumpa ya manua, Robert Tenentadian. When you are too bored, kesi, what's this day? Ya manatia. Of course, it's the fourth relapse of the attack. A bonus son that what theory. When you were preaching, you made a revelatorical statement. You said it is dangerous to fall. That is a whole revelation. Everybody stand. Stand. Lift your right hand and shout, every ulterior spirit, we curse you from the space of this lady. In Jesus' name. Clap your hands for 1 minute prayer. Baron Sunday Bobby. As your spirit be an abbey hanger member. Poppy Paddy Osha. Leave, go, come no more. Bring me some oil quickly. Hold on to her, let me pray for her. We release you immediately. Immediately. Immediately you are free. Jesus' name. Take her to a seat. Clap your hands for the Lord. Did it? I don't think that tomorrow I want to beg of you, everybody. Like we did in our church in Alabaster City, I bless few people with some money to add to their money and to work with. And then suddenly, I did it on a Wednesday like this. And then the next Wednesday, when we went to our midweek service, the whole church was full. Now, let me say something to you very quickly. Tomorrow, we will not limit the Holy Spirit. This man of God carries too much in his spirit for us. I'm serious. You feel you don't have time tomorrow. Don't come. Tomorrow I will lead the prayer like I led. So don't lead the worship. 15 minutes. Now we hand over to the man of God. Especially in the ministration of the prophetic. Ehunu hiame. Senya prophetica ukubi and wisa sister ya tobu abon ujuni se nya mene dinza kano. Uye hiya wubiya. Yami asran mo wa kwadida semnim en wa wasram wa yidi huna de sram grofon. En unti ni abahi. Uhe ne ni bre ochina bifufu dinachiya. akasama chiro ye 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 shebre ene ye kram kwa jie huwe ntrema adie biya ebe kwentie nyamemba yesterday the lady showed me her uncle is sick near to death. And so when you mention that phrase in the scriptures, half dead. Any pan in amo, but one way half dead. Half dead. Half dead for ne pentema kufi. Uko ede. Uko ede. Ibisa. Uko ako ede. Friday, enkro for be jami wokwe usa. Kwasi e juma. En womo kwe no. Eka usi e. E isese. Kwasi e juma na enkro for kwe wokwe u. Kasi ya bomo pa. Unibre emaha. Jaye na ye ni ya yanko pon e ninkita. Rofo kwa numan sa brashe. Asheso. E di wo musike na. By Tuesday wo musike na sa. Yeah. I'm serious. E nyume di ema pon koda. Chinande any abre. If he runs us, oh, abre, memoa quava. I'm a shoe, be also. Yeah. I mean, Tessa Chris, who soon I say, yeah, I have time. I say, Nadia, China, I break in the best out of China to hear and to be added. Did you? Yeah, bunch of broad dear, we are dear. Ya talk and here. Quo funny woman, ya munyengwa. Ya ben quen. Echia honidi. Nabuone, man, a shoe in this one. Every generation is ungras years. Hallelujah. Ah, come for an asthma making a bebois. Ah. I'm telling you, she nyabre me nyami o. Sister, here I'm born by man. She said, "I'm a sebobia too." She used to come to Forest and Bible because it's been over like 1 year. I have seen her. Who could draw her? Babro said, "Nipa die, you know." Was self for now. What time for be ensu kudia ababone fra abapano? What is that? Kwasoneda. The enemy will increasingly make it so for you to go astray, away from the presence of the shepherd, so that you cannot hear the voice of the shepherd. The moment you go into the space of the predator, they pounce on you. Asa. Asa. It is David. He said, Minkwa na kawasa asisu na metine vratifi. Ame hununenu onyam. Amifi, omu ebe kokwe uyi, asembe tubi. It's not wishing evil. It is the truth. Asembe tubi. Mese miyami yekwe ni isa menko ho. Miyami dimi kurono. Idru isa menko ho. Feyi u. Fenu ankasima ankanchira u. Meka se ubibagi si ho. Bag ne ye black and adie bi te se red a ho mabi esa ho onyame ka sa chira ho ye very careful o bag si dem se sia eni ye megumwa wo be tu chine nyumre. I'm warning you, be too for a book room 15, room 15 specific. And you know, book you, beside the panel book you, beside your room 15. I have seen something. Then you meet me, Kikawe, and Umina, Amani, and Wopas, where you from? What do you? Buniagu, I saw. What about Tom? I told you the man. Did he? Pamper this man of God and take him to the office for protocol. I love you, sir. That's it. If I would you know, if I feel you know my business, so I'm saying, dear, you are me and busy, para, in your crying, crying, my bingham, sir, when you're crying, oh, woman here to Buabo, Muja Bedwinis. I'm serious. Muja Bedwinis. M. Bongoda. Take your offering. Let's close. Everybody online, you can join us. Details are on the screen. What a man of God. What a prophet of God. Give God the glory. Emmanuel, there is something that I realize about, you know, the man of God. Everybody sit down. Now, I realize that a Christopher, if the move does not appear the way we want it, we don't accept it. And so if you know, a person does not dress the way we expect, look the way we expect, talk the way we expect, sing the way we expect, we cannot receive them. What a mess. What a mess. Purely mad people carrying the word. Amen. My comfort, this is a generation. Assume you feed it. She in a feed you. Amos chapter 7, he spoke, he said, Woman soon soon feed you penipa. Ey. Umu penipa. Feed you when you're punchy feed you. Nipa. Be careful. A bow cocoa. A careful. Be very careful. They're warning you. Be careful. Make a fidi a men kada dee. A diani bi a fidi. A tadi bi a fidi. Yeah. Be careful. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Pray over your sacrifice. You will never run dry. In the precious name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. Come to the altar. Today you pick up an envelope is here. You want to come to the altar quickly before we go. The Lord bless you. Appreciate you. Clap for them as they come. We love you. Everybody who attended Forest and Bible Case here today, God bless you. Today's been telling me some lovely things. The Lord bless you. Father, I bring covenant children before you. Who have covenanted with you. I prophesy, let your covenant speak loudly in Jesus' precious name in their lives. I thank you that evidently testimonies will accompany them. The mighty name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. The Lord bless you. Clap for them. We love you. Do you know an answer? Two hands are lifted. Two share brothers. I will love you guys, everybody online. Thank you very much. May the Lord continue to favor you. What a man of God. Glory to your name, Jesus. whether you are driving or walking or riding, I hide you in the glory. The Lord bless you. I am Parase, Nyankuba wo yodo. Yesu doi mi diwa, bintiasi. Enga. Ubabe uyani mwasye wodi mami. Nemu muamama tiasyeze. Sarah na way me boom so nina ra. Yaduna. Masuwa, masenya nesu. Yesu niyawa ye insumeni. Awama, sayesu wii. Masuwa. Irani majikwa. Yes, you never. Hallelujah. Lift your hands and Father, nobody comes to you and goes the same. Let the fire that your people has received today burn. Let it burn. In all that they do, in the precious name of Christ Jesus, my Lord. Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, be with us now and forevermore. Surely signs and wonders will follow us all the rest of our lives. We will dwell in the house of God forever and ever in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Look in the eyes of somebody, tell them, still I love you. When righteousness becomes a lifestyle, guys, breakthroughs, it becomes automatic. The Lord bless you. I love you. See you tomorrow.
The church has lost discipline, structure, and focus. That is why these days the people come to church with pictures. That's witchcraft. Obaye yari ya fensu uru picture nenim. Na fama abo frane nonum. Ono yari ya nuwa kuhuni specialist. Muye jimiu. Pasori papa. Neko. Mekacha national lotteries. Ako shifuni chalutu. Asan safuwa. Ene combating companies. Ewa gana enda. Pia pia. Uye na sasiso. Ye careful. Ya bowe su kama. Wabe fe kristo. Ya bowe su. And all that. Uwe change leche. Still. Entro. Entro. And try in police, two cities, one city. At the end of the year, They said the GG 22 CD and Fabinka. Ghana floor! Mungay! I'm winning now. Second time or catch it out. 2019. I'm winning now.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesano Worship Center near Tesano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.